Chapter 6. My son, if you have given a pledge for your neighbor, if you have struck your hands for a stranger, you are snared with the words of your mouth. You are taken with the words of your mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver yourself, seeing you are come into the hand of your neighbor. Go, humble yourself, and importune your neighbor. Give not sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no chief, overseer, or ruler, provides her bread in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you rise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as a robber, and your want as an armed man. A worthless person, a man of iniquity, is he that walks with a perverse mouth, that winks with his eyes, that speaks with his feet, that makes signs with his fingers, in whose heart is perverseness, who devises evil continually, who sows discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. In a moment shall he be broken, and that without remedy. There are 6 things which Yahweh hates, yes, 7 which are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked purposes, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that utters lies, and he that sows discord among brothers. My son, keep the commandment of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them about your neck. When you walk, it shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall watch over you. And when you awake, it shall talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery of the foreigner's tongue. Lust not after her beauty in your heart, neither let her take you with her eyelids. For on account of a harlot a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress hunts for the precious life. Can a man take a fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk upon hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So he that goes in to his neighbor's wife, whoever touches her shall not be unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steal, to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore 7-fold. He shall give all the substance of his house. He that commits adultery with a woman is void of understanding. He does it who would destroy his own soul. Wounds and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though you give many gifts.